A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
The Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah!
Puckle!
Puckle!
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Not Thatch. It is Yoshiro coming to you live from Lavender Town Radio Tower for the first time ever, at least hosting. You're stuck with me. Now, Thatch, I was unable to be on today's episode. Our hearts go to him. He's doing some important business. He'll be back next week. So you guys are stuck with me talking about Pokemon. Don't worry, I will not completely flood this with TCG talk. I will try. Because with my beautiful co-host, starting with the amazing Sublime...
Hello, West Coast, Best Coast, represent. We taking over best time zone on this podcast.
It's so nice to be able to set up a podcast and have a time zone where everyone's in the same
time zone. It never happens.
It never happens until this episode. I know.
We here represented the Pacific Northwest. You know, we got to represent.
100%. And also representing that West charm, it is none other than the fabulous Basket.
What's up, Puckle Peeps?
Going good. What's up, you guys? Lots to talk about this week. We're not our normal home. We're usually over there at the TCG cast, but they needed someone to cover this week. So here we are. Let's make the best we can.
What have you been up to in Pokemon, Jashiro?
Well, actually, I've been doing a lot of playing around with Sword and Shield. I said in a few episodes back that I finally trained a few of my, a few teams. I got a full-blown, Cinderace. I got a, oh my god, so many that I don't even remember right now. I got many Pokemon, which I don't recall right now because they're all new names and I have to remember their names. Mm-hmm. It's the frog, the other one. They're all great. But I've been playing a lot of Sword and Shield and honestly, I am totally can't wait for the DLC. Download at home, which is something that we're actually going to discuss today's episode. And waiting for those DLC, man. That's all I can really tell you. What about you, Sublime?
Yeah, I also downloaded home, bought the yearly subscription. We'll see if I think it's worth it in a year. I'm sure it will be. I mean, it's only one price for the full year, just the same way that... We'll talk about the whole thing later, but... Yeah, but got that. Saw what that was all about. Living my TCG life, you know... And I'm so excited for all the tears that are going to be coming from the VGC players when Incineroar gets reintroduced soon.
Oh, yes.
Also, I hung up curtains in my house. They look really nice.
Oh, I just came from Canada. I was up there in St. Valentine's with my boo. Could have called 10 little men and see if he was around, but decided not to ruin my Valentine's Day. So we carried on. Basket, what about you? What have you been up to?
I've just been farting around in Pokemon, really. I've been doing training and breeding. So, you know, lots of fun there.
Breeding is so much easier now. Well, I did it. I actually breeded a full set of team. So...
If Jashiro can do it, so can you.
Literally anyone can, period.
All right.
Literally anyone
can. That's what we're saying. Get up on it.
But with that, guys, super excited to have you here. Like I said, this is the Puckle Podcast, so let's go ahead and dig in into everything we love. And that is mostly just, you know, Pokemon. So let's go ahead and kick it over to the news.
Town Radio Tower. This just in.
And we're back here, and we're going to talk about the news a little bit. There's lots of things that happened this week. Not only home, but many other announcements. So let's go ahead and just start over with that. First, the Oceania International Championships are coming this weekend, as of this show's posting. It will be, the streaming will begin on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That'll be 2:30 for Pacific and 3:30 for Center Time. The first tournament, it's important because it's going to be the first tournament that where Sword and Shield TCG is legal, and also the first international championship of Sword and Shield VGC that will be legal. Exciting times to be a Pokemon competitor. And this weekend really kicks off what is going to be the direction where the world champion is going to be, the world championship is going to be headed. So any ideas of what you guys might expect from this weekend? Any big decks or any big teams that you might be expecting to show up?
I'm just glad they were able to get the fires under control so no one has to worry about that while they're over there. That's cute. That's good. That's important.
That is important. Our hearts go to Australians.
You guys, we're giving away this information for free. They need to go to the TCG cast to hear this. We got to move on.
Well, there you go. There we go.
We got to. That's true.
But yeah, if you're into watching the live streams, that's when it's happening. Get into it.
Yeah.
Now, following on, we do have the next episode of Twilight Wings airs tomorrow, February 18th.
Which makes it the second most exciting thing happening on that day.
It is. Super, super excited. I really loved episode one. Episode one was super, I love the animation, most of anything.
Yeah, it's a very pretty animation.
It's a very pretty animation. And, I so far it was 6 minutes of Pokemon Bliss. I really can't say anything more than that. Super excited.
I really want to wait till they all come out and then just binge it.
Don't we always? Well, yeah. Netflix really did ruin us with that.
But you know what? I do like when a Netflix series has a weekly release too. Me too. That sometimes. They sometimes do that.
I mean, I had to have my weekly dose of Baby Yoda, when Disney Plus was releasing The Mandalorian on a weekly basis. I don't know. To me, weekly basis programming is the way to go. I'm busy. I don't have time to binge all the time. So I also actually do enjoy whenever we can sit down and watch a new episode. But these are so short, though. 6 minutes, they just blow past super quick. But the next episode is going to be airing soon, so we're super excited about that. Now, registration for the 2020 International Challenge will open on Thursday evening, and the event will begin at the 27th. Participation will net you the Ball Guy shirt in-game, and you can earn championship points to help qualify for Worlds if you do well enough. Don't forget to link your Trainer Club account to your Nintendo account on Pokemon.com. For every participations that do, they're still doing this monthly, right? The participations, you have to register. You have to get everything ready for you to participate. Do not forget to do that.
Yeah, but you do your, it's usually like a minimum of 3 games you have to do to get the reward. So just keep that in mind.
Yep.
And I like that they're making it like a clothing item. I think that's a cool way to go with it for the rewards.
Me too. I just wish it wasn't Ball Guy. Do you guys like Ball Guy?
No.
No. I don't really care for the guy.
Right? No. It's, I mean...
No.
Again, it's not to bash on him. I don't hate him.
I love the idea of there being a mascot for the league, though. I will say that.
I do
that
like
was a really
mascot.
Cool thing.
It's just...
Oh my gosh, we'll talk about it in the main topic, but then they added a mascot for that.
Oh god, yes. we'll definitely need to discuss that.
That reminds me of him so much. Yeah. So yeah, do that. And then the next thing on the news is if you still are one of the 10 people playing Pokemon Masters... Steven and Professor Oak are there, so good for you, I guess. Go do that if you're into
Professor
that.
Oak does have Mew, so that's pretty cool. So, if you guys still play in Masters, I know that I tried really hard, but I got really bored.
I have room for one gacha in my life, and yeah. I'm not adding another, okay?
Exactly. for those of you who play Masters, please, enjoy. If you pre-order Pokemon Mystery Dungeon digitally, you'll earn double gold coins. So, that's something. Do not forget to do that. And then lastly, we do have a Pokemon reveal. This is the Mystic Silhouette. We all seen it by now. I hope, you guys have. It's a new silhouette. It looks like a giant monkey.
It does look monkey-like, yeah. But we'll find out on the 27th is when they're going to
Pokemon Day, they're going to finally reveal who's this new mystical, and hopefully he's cool. So,
Or she. Or it.
Or she. Or it. Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The probably just a genderless.
Probably. Those mythics, you know.
How many mythics are we expecting to receive this time around?
Honestly, I just expect 3 per era, because that's generally what it's been around.
Generally has been around? Okay. That sounds
like
pretty much fair.
It's like around 3 an era, so.
I mean, in the era of DLC, they can throw... Well, this one, then we have the one that comes with the DLC.
Those are legends more than mythics. This is explicitly a mythic, so it's always fun to get new things added. Shake it up.
Yeah, that's it for the news. Now we move on to Puckle news. And there we got the dates for this month's Patreon giveaway are now available. $10 patrons will be getting an Obstagoon with the Flame Orb. $5 patrons will be getting a Mew with a Master Ball. Be sure to check your Patreon for full details on the distribution. These are going to be the dates. Now I'm going to say them. Please don't ask poor Thatch 1,000 times if he's there and if he's doing it, just go on to our Discord. All the information is there. But if you're listening, we're going to be distributing them in February 21st, 2020 at 7 p.m. Eastern to 9 p.m. Eastern. You got a 2-hour window there. February 26th, same time frames, and February 29th from 8 a.m. Eastern to 10 a.m. Eastern. This is because it's a Saturday, right? Yes. So stay tuned for that. And if you are your $10 patron, you're going to get your Obstagoon with Flame Orb. Or if you are a $5 patron, that Mew with a Master Ball. Do not miss out. Now, if we don't have anything else, I think we're ready to go on to the Poke Quiz. What do you guys think?
We're as ready as we're ever going to be, I guess. That's how I always feel about it.
I'm ready to put some points on the board.
Oof. Well, let's see if you do, because right now we go on to challenging our Puckle Poke co-hosts in their innate Pokemon knowledge. And we are back with the Poke Quiz, where we're going to challenge here our co-host and see how well they do. I have to say, before we start this, it feels pretty nice to be on this side of the Poke Quiz. I feel empowered, and I feel like I really, really want to make you guys fail. So let's ride that wave and see how far this can go. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I guess so.
Well, we start for the first question. It comes from Liger. It says, what is the only Pokemon to have the lowest BST than its pre-evolution?
I'm thinking Shedinja. Oh. Because its HP goes down to 1.
There we go. What about you, Basket? You okay with that?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay. I can't think of any other type of evolution that would do that besides that, is the thing.
Is that your final answer?
It might as well be. Yeah, let's go with it. Let's talk.
There we go. Shedinja is the correct answer. For when it evolves, it goes from 266 to 236. That's not HP, by the way. We're talking about the...
total.
Yeah.
Yeah, but its HP goes from 31 to 1. It goes to 1, right?
Like, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, so... all your HP, so...
so there you go. First question done. Congratulations. We're on to the next question here. This one is coming from Lord Snorlax. He says, how many Pokemons have the category fossil Pokemon?
Okay, so just like how many are fossil Pokemon?
No, how many Pokemon have the category of a fossil Pokemon?
I don't even know how to interpret that question.
I assume what it means, it's in the Pokemon Pokedex.
Oh, like their species description?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, hell no. That's a shady question.
That is.
You can blame Lord Snorlax for this one.
Lord Snorlax, that's cheap.
You can use your clues.
I don't like to use the clue until we've lost a point, personally. Okay. Well, geez. I'm just going to think of how many fossils there are total, and then... we'll go from there, maybe? I don't know. What do you think about it?
Can we get a plus or minus on this?
Yeah, let's get a plus or minus on this.
Okay, let's do plus or minus 2.
Okay, that's better than nothing. Okay, so you have Lord Helix. You have 5 from Gen 1. Gen 2 didn't add none. Gen 3 added 2 more lines, so that's 4 more, so then you're at 9. Gen 4 added 4 more, so then you're at 13. Gen 5 added 4 more, so then you're at 17. Gen 6 added... 4 more. Yeah, Gen 6 added 4 more. So then you're at 21, and then there are four specific new ones in Sword and Shield. So then you're at 25 total, but I don't know which generations would count.
So let's cut it to... So you say, you're thinking 25, right?
There's 25 Pokemon that are, like, revived via fossils that I can think of.
But which one of those 25 are actually fossil Pokemon
in the fossil category?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking... what I'm guessing the category is ones that are revived specifically from fossils, right? So then that takes out Aerodactyl, right? Because it's amber.
That's, I guess, true. Yeah, that's an interesting way of thinking about it. Okay.
I'm spitballing here because I have no other, like, reference for what would be...
Yeah, I don't know what they mean by category, I guess is the challenge.
You gotta need an answer.
Well, let's cut out the Gen 8 stuff because it's two parts that become a whole, which is a mess that should never have happened, and it's a crime against Arceus.
I knew that it was someone in this world... Who right, would so trigger then, the new fossils would completely trigger. I knew it was going to be Sublime.
It's not right.
So then if we're subtracting 5, then let's guess 20 and hope that we hit the close enough mark.
I feel like we're going to get this wrong no matter what, so let's just go for it.
Okay, is that your final answer?
I guess.
Yes.
That is unfortunately incorrect. In fact, if I would have taken your answers, your incorrect decisions, as you said, you would have been completely correct because there's only 5. And the 5 are Aerodactyl, Dracovish, Artovic, Dracosult, and Arctosult.
So the 5 literally Pokemon the ones we all cut out.
The ones that you all cut out.
Okay.
Were all the 5 cool. Pokemon that actually are category fossil Pokemon.
I guess we just don't know what anything is.
All right. Well, I'm calling shenanigans.
I demand a recount.
I'm going to do an investigation on this at some point, and I am going to demand my points returned to me. Okay.
Very well. You can take it up with Thatch. Next question. Question number 3. This one comes from Liger. It's Pokemon Shield entry reads, why, with sly cunning, it tries to lure people into the woods. Some believe it to have the power to make crops grow. Let me repeat that one more time because I messed it up a little bit. It is a Pokemon Shield entry and it reads, cunning, it tries to lure people into the woods. Some believe it is, it to have the power to make crops grow.
That's spooky. That's, okay, so it has to be in Sword and Shield. Let's keep that in mind.
What's its name? Crap. It's the middle evolution of the new Dark Fairy Impidimp.
What is the middle one? Is it Morgrim?
Yes, Morgrim.
Is that your final answer?
It sounds like Basket's very confident about it, so we go with it.
I'm super confident.
Then good work, Basket, because that is correct. That is the shield entry for Morgrem, the middle evolution from the Fairy Dark line.
That one has the best look of the three, I feel like. I like the hair.
I like that one, too. Yeah.
I completely disagree with both of you, but I also hate both the...
No.
I hate the two previous. The final one is cool. I'm just not a fan of the first two.
I'm the other way around. I prefer the first two, and then I hate the final evolution. Anyway, let's move on to the 4th question. Now, this one is one of those bonus points questions, so let's see if you guys can nail it. From Trainer Sleeves says, which Pokemon in Sword and Shield can both have the ability Prankster as well as the move Trick?
Why? Why?
There is 4 possible answers. If you tell me, I'll need 2 to have 1 point, and then if you guess all 4, you get 2 points.
All right, I guess we should start with Pokemon that have Prankster that are in Sword and Shield and go from there.
Yeah.
So we know that Grimmsnarl, since we were just on it, gets Prankster. Whimsicott is in the game. It gets Prankster. Sableye's in the game, right? Yeah. It doesn't have its Mega Evolution. Guess sad. But it's in the game, and it gets Prankster. What else gets Prankster?
Man. Did we already say Whimsicott?
Yes.
Okay, so repeat to me the ones that we know.
Grimmsnarl, Whimsicott, Sableye are what I'm, like, spitballing that I can think of that has it.
Okay, so I'm going to do like Thatch and say, like, I'm going to give you Sableye and Pinnipline. So you got
Sableye
1 point there.
And
the Impotent Line. The Impotent Line.
Okay, so yeah. The Grimmsnarl one. Got it.
So you already have 1 point. Now, if you guess the other two lines, or one is a line and the other one is an individual Pokemon, you get the second point.
Oh, you know what? Liepard. Liepard's in this game.
That's one. One more.
Did Whimsicott not count towards it?
Whimsicott does learn, has the ability Prankster, but does not learn the move trick in Sword and Shield.
Okay, I'm trying to think of Pokemon that know, that I don't know well, but, like, I know that they have the move trick because it's been used against me. So, Gothitelle, does that, that probably doesn't have it, right?
Nope.
Meowstic or Esper? Which one has
Meowstic? Male Meowstic has it.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And that is correct. You got all four Pokemon line there. That's 2 points for you guys. It makes up for the one questions you didn't get.
I would never think to be like, oh, what uses trick? I don't think of move pulls in the way I think of abilities, I guess.
Well, so the only reason why I like knew that was because for a while, I think Wolf and like a couple other people were using trick to throw eject buttons onto Dynamaxed Pokemon so that they would like be ejected out of the arena.
That sounds like something he would do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. So that's the only reason that I knew that Meowstic had trick and Prankster.
Okay. So you guys ready for the last question of the Poke Trivia?
Yes.
Okay, remember you still have your hint, just in case.
I guess we're going to cash it in just a second, then.
Okay, so it's question number 5. It's a base stat question. All Pokemon count, not just the Pokemon Sword and Shield. And it goes like this. From GMatter27, he asks, which Stage 2 Pokemon has the lowest base total stats? Which Stage 2 Pokemon has the lowest BST?
And we're saying Stage 2 in TCG terms, yes?
Correct.
Okay.
Final evolution, third in line.
Yeah. I bet it's probably a bug, like an early route bug.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because those are pretty low. Like, they're good at the time, but then, like, they drop off. Can we use the hint? Let's check in our... Yeah, let's cash in our hint. Because we ain't getting the point for it.
Well, wait. Before, ask the question one more time.
Oh, the question is, which Stage 2 Pokemon has the lowest base stat total?
I bet you it's the little fish before it gets into the big fish.
But it can't be
it has to be the fully evolved. Yeah, it's a fully evolved Pokemon.
A three-parter final stage.
You're right.
So your
let's
hint,
cash in our hint, yeah.
So cash in your hint, it does evolve from a cocoon.
Can you give me anything else to work with? Because there's a bunch of things that like, how am I supposed to pick one?
Can you give us
the type? Or the generation?
I can give you the generation. It's a Gen 3.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, so then it would be
Dustox or Beautifly.
I'm guessing
They would have the same, right? Is it a tie? Mm-mm. Like, I find it would be really baffling if they gave one more stats than the other. That's shady. That is shady that they did that to that Pokemon. Dang, how are they going to do it like that?
You're going to need the answer.
Oh, you know what? Maybe they've added stats to one of them. That's something they sometimes do, right? Yeah, it is. I would guess Dustox is lower because Beautifly was used by May. Is that a reason? Can that be a reason?
It can be if you wanted it to be.
No, like, yeah, because, like, everyone wants the Beautifly. No one wants the Dustox. It's ugly. It's not cute. The Beautifly's pretty. Therefore, they probably are just like the rest of society and privilege pretty things. So I bet it's Dustox.
I don't know. I feel like Dustox people used more.
No. I think,
let's go with Beautifly.
I think it's Dustox.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, yeah. Dustox, sure.
Yeah,
Dustox?
I think it's Dustox that's lower.
Well, is that your final answer?
I guess. Yes.
Then that is correct.
What is the difference? I want to know what the difference is.
I don't know how much Beautifly has it. Actually, my notes here does not say so, but it does have 385, followed by Butterfree and Beedrill, both at 395. So only 10 points lower than Butterfree and Beedrill.
I looked it up. Apparently, Beautifly also has 395. You know what? Just gave Beautifly a stat boost. I bet they gave Beautifly a stat boost between generations.
It could be. It could be one of those that...
And they're like, no one cares about Dustox anyway, so we're not going to bother. But that's still shady that they did that.
And there you go, guys. You both got 5 points in today's trivia. Congratulations to you guys. Now, unfortunately, I do not have the standings, the rankings, but that will definitely update you guys in the next episode. And probably someone will update you the moment this is live. Someone in Discord will update you what's the ranking.
I'm always number one for myself.
You're always number one in my heart.
So well, bye. I appreciate that. You're number one in my heart too. So it's all good.
I just looked it up. It was from Generation 6 onward, where it got 10 more to special attack.
You see, it was one of those.
It was a trick question. Okay. So with that ends the Poké Quiz, we're going to move on to the next stage, and that is the topic. But after our very real sponsors.
Hey guys, Seth Philo cutting in to tell you about something awesome that I've been absolutely loving, Vite Ramen. If you guys know me, you know I have a borderline noodle addiction, and part of that love has always been a guilty pleasure for ramen. Well, Vite Ramen is ramen, but get this, it's actually good for you. You heard me right. The guys at Vite Ramen have spent years making ramen that's nutritionally complete, and I absolutely adore it. Each bowl has 30 grams of protein, which is more than your average protein shake, 7 grams of fiber, all 27 key vitamins and minerals that you need, and most importantly, tons of awesome flavor. Oh yeah, and did I mention it still only takes 4 minutes to prepare? It's basically still instant ramen. You can head over to viteramen.com and pick up soy sauce chicken, garlic pork, and my favorite, vegan miso flavors, as well as handy utensils and other such stuff. And here is the coolest part. At checkout, enter code PUCKLE, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. That's PUCL, all caps, for a whopping 10% off. Anyway, I gotta get back to rating, and you've got a show to finish. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
And we are back, and is the topic of the episode, and we're going to discuss none other than Home. That was dropped this week, and everyone was pretty excited about it. It does open up a new frontier in when it comes to the VGC. 36 new Pokemon, I believe they added. Might be wrong on that specific number.
I thought it was 35. Maybe it's 36.
35?
I thought it was 35. It don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter. 30-something Pokemon were revealed, added to the roster, and that changes the meta quite a bit. So
these were the Pokemon that were already in the coding, so we knew they were going to be available come Home.
So, and now they're here. Home has finally been released, and it's here.
It's free for download, too, so go get it. Like, you don't have to get the subscription to use it, so.
Nope, you definitely don't. And it does have a pretty large amount of features that you might be interesting on. It includes the National Pokedex, obviously, where you can just collect them all. The Pokemon storage and transfer, where you can transfer from Pokemon Let's Go and Eevee and Pikachu, or you can transfer from your previous generations through Pokemon Bank. And it's just a complete array of features that are very necessary, and we're just glad to have them back, honestly. At least
I am. It's the next generation of Bank, basically.
It is. And it has to say, it's super pretty.
It is very nice looking, but can we talk about this mascot dude, Poke Boy?
Wow, yes. So,
what? I don't know about that one. It's like your helper. You know what it reminded me of was when you're real old and you know what this is, the like clip, the office clip when you're using Word.
Oh my god, yes, Clippy.
That's what Clippy. It is to me.
Wow, that is definitely what it is. So Pokeboy is this a weird mascot that Home has when you. It gives you tips. It gives you a tutorial how to use Home. It's cute. It is just, I believe, unnecessary, but it's still cute. So it's a welcome addition, I guess. However, have you guys been able to play around with Homes?
Yeah, I was messing with it earlier today. I downloaded it last night. I have not transferred anything yet because I don't want to. I want to make sure I'm transferring only things that I need since it's a one-way transfer.
Right. It's a one-way transfer, not like, for example, whether
from the 3DS from, to it, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You can go from Sword and Shield and back, so that's great, but I want to make sure it's like, okay, do I want to make sure this is going, and do I not have it on the 3DS anymore if I were to transfer it kind of situation?
Right.
Yeah, right. But it's free, so you, like, it's very limited if it's free, though.
It is. It's, I believe you only have, if you're free, you only have access to, I think it's just one box instead of all of them.
In which case, its real purpose in that case, if you're using the free version, is basically just to transfer stuff.
Just to transfer, yeah. And you're going to have
which,
to do
hey,
it.
Which, hey, you can do it for free, though, so there you go.
Exactly, so there you go.
Also, something, it's kind of a PSA. I heard, I don't know if this is still accurate, but basically when it first, like when people first started transferring Pokemon that had been upgraded with the hyper training, it was not registering that. So if they were uploaded and then downloaded, then they wouldn't have their hyper training.
So you have to hyper train them again. Oh, hell no.
Right. But the article I read said that it was supposed to be a feature where that would stay. So just
maybe
hold
it's a bug
on transferring.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a bug. So
don't transfer nothing hypertrained yet.
Correct. Yes.
All right. Now you heard it. You heard it here first. And actually that relates, I think, into the list of Pokemon that are being added with this that are now available in the game. Because like half of them, more than half of them are legendaries. And for most people, legendaries come with the 3 perfect IVs, right? But then if you want everything perfect without a bazillion resets, you just hypertrain it.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
I guess the message is to wait on transferring some of your legendaries until, you know, the coast is clear. But, yeah, what do you guys think of the list of Pokemon that got added? Any favorites staying out for you?
I mean, we got Venusaur and Squirtle, which is great to have because not everything has to go to Charizard all the time. And I am super excited for their Gigantiforms.
Yeah, for the DLC that we've seen.
For the DLC. So super excited to have those back. But I'm also excited for some of the Alolan. Doesn't Alolan Ninetales come in?
Yeah.
All of the forms are in the game with Pokemon that have a different form.
Awesome. Super excited for having my Alolans back. Because there's a few Alolans that I'm pretty fan of.
Right. So you got Ninetales, Dugtrio, Persian. So you can now have all 3 Meowth variants in the same game, I think.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Very hilarious.
Yeah, I'm actually most excited for Alolan Persian.
I love Alolan Persian. That's the pretty one.
I do
one.
Too. It's cute little fat face.
Adorable. Love it.
It is adorable. Now, one feature that I'm super excited about is the Wonder Box. Now, for you those of you at home that don't know what the Wonder Box is, it is a feature from Home that allows you to Wonder Trade multiple Pokemon at the same time. No longer, out of the
the
days where you had to do it one by one and wait for the connection to end.
Yes, and then you couldn't be doing anything else at the same time because you're having to do that.
Yep,
that is amazing, truly.
So basic players can deposit 3 Pokemons into the Wonder Box and trade them all at the same time. But premium players, those that have the subscription, can deposit up to 10 Pokemons at a time and do Wonder Trade 10 Pokemon at a time, which is honestly fantastic to get rid of all of your Breejacks.
If you're breeding, like, you don't want to just send stuff home, that's what you're doing now. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Also, I'm really excited because this is Melmetal's debut into, like...
debut and exit?
Not in... right? We'll get into that in a sec. But it finally got into, like, a mainline game that's not... Let's go Pikachu and Eevee.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Well, that sounded really
I think
salty
it's cool.
Basket.
Like, because Melmetal was, like, a cool phenomenon, I thought, with Pokemon.
I really like Melmetal. Yeah, I enjoy. I don't like how you have to get it, and I don't like how you have to evolve it, but I enjoy him.
But it's cute.
He's cute, and his evolution
cute.
Is cool.
Yeah, it's already been banned to Ubers, fun fact. And you know what? You know who also made it to Ubers, and I'm so proud of them? We're all so proud of them. Kyurem Black finally got to Ubers. Because it got added in. Kyurem Black? Kyurem White's always been Ubers. Yeah, because Kyurem got added, right? Kyurem and Zekrom and Reshiram all got added. But the thing is, Kieran White was always Uber Gang, you know? It's on that level. And Kieran Black was always, like, the ugly duckling that could never, like, be strong enough to make it to Ubers.
Yeah.
It finally made it to Ubers, y'all. And the reason why, yeah, in case you're wondering, is Icicle Spear. It finally has, like, a good enough physical ice stab attack. But yeah.
Oh, wow. It has Icicle Spear now?
I believe so. I think that's the reason. Yeah.
Interesting. Now, other features that include the home is Room Trade, which is a great feature, honestly. I was surprised, actually, that this wasn't in the main game. This is something I actually was expecting to be in the main game, only because I've seen this done, obviously not trade, because it's Pokemon, but I've seen other games where you're able to create a room, and you can just interact with the people in the room and do whatever you want. I thought that maybe Pokemon was going to bring that with Sword and Shield. They technically didn't. But in Room Trade, using your home, your Room Trade feature is a feature that lets you and other players come into a room in order to trade Pokemon at random. Basic players can participate in Room Trades, but only premium subscriptions can host. So in order to host it, you gotta pay. But if you do not, if you're not a member, you can always join into other people's rooms. So did you guys, if you guys need to be trading with people, this is the way to go.
Also, I'm just curious, what do y'all think of Grand Oak?
Wow, what do I
y'all
think
seen
about Grand Oak?
Y'all seen Grand Oak?
It's interesting. I don't know why they went with... I'm perplexed as to why Grand Oak, why that character even exists. I mean, why didn't they just bring Professor Oak and be him, and let him be the professor for home? I mean, it makes sense. He's the original Pokemon professor. But they instead added this weird, groovy man, 60s Professor Oak.
It's
with
like
long
60s
hair.
Meets the future, though, with those glasses. And I'm like, who are you? I don't know.
So weird. He looks weird. I don't like him because he just looks so weird.
Because it's short in the front, it's like the world's worst mullet. Because it's short in the front, you know? It's like, oh, we really did that. Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. But hey, but. Not all professors can be hot. Like,
oh my
gosh!
From he also
Pokemon
has
Go.
A goatee that goes sideways. What even is that?
I don't know what happened there. Pokemon Company was really definitely under something when they made that one.
You guys, he's a trend starter. All right?
We'll see. I hope not. I hope this was just the market research being like, this is what kids will think is cool, and I hope it backfires. Not that I want home to backfire. I just hope they don't try this kind of design going forward.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. I think he looks silly.
I mean, it's a free service at the end of the day that you can use the subscription if you want. So, I mean, like, I don't think anyone can be upset about having something available for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to add about home?
I can't wait to see all the salt of the VGC players because Incineroar's back and it got Parting Shot. So it's even worse than before. I'm just curious to see how that's going to go off because it'll be legal in VGC in March.
I'm just excited that this idea of being able to funnel the Pokemon into the game, I love it. It keeps it fresh. If they just add everything, that's cool too. But the fact that they're doing it this way, it gives us actual seasons in Pokemon, where you just say, oh, the new patch of Pokemon added to the game now the format has completely now changed. And now these are the teams that are moving. People are experimenting with these Pokemon. And that's exciting to me. And that's just the type of excitement that I always find in TCG. Because with sets coming in, it's the same thing. They don't release all the Pokemon at the same time. They release Pokemon by sets. And when they come in, it changes the meta. And now new Pokemons are up. The Pokemons that used to be on top are now down. And so forth. I like that mixing. And I think them adding the Pokemon as they are would give that opportunity to just give it a nice,
that's what
fresh
they've been doing
paint.
With the Dynamax Pokemon in the VGC this year as well. They're only letting certain amount be legal at a time.
Right.
As they're more readily available because they have the seasons when they're more, like, accessible, right? So I've really been enjoying, I think a lot of people have been really enjoying the competitive format for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
I will add one final big pro and one final big con, in my opinion, for home. I love that if you, like, actually go to the decks in it, it has every single entry from the 3DS onward.
Really?
Which is really, yeah.
Awesome.
So it's really cool. So you can see X, Y, like, Oras, Sun, Moon, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, like all, including Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu, by the way. Like, it has every dex entry for Pokemon that's in it that you've put into home, which I thought was really cool.
That is super cool.
So it's like the ultimate Pokedex, which people wanted a national dex. I don't think people cared if there was an actual dex. It was more about the Pokemon, right? But to actually have all the dex entries in one place is cool, for sure.
They really did make home feel like the home, like where you go back to. No matter what new generation, this is where you're going to eventually go back to to handle your Pokemon business. And they've made it so far, so it really does feel like that.
My only con is that there's that picture when you're going by dex. You can go by region for the dexes. Yeah. I have a lovely picture of Snivy staring at me, and it's not even available to be transferred into Sword and Shield if I do it. So I'm not cool with that. Like, why are you teasing me with my Snivy? It looks so good in that picture, home, but I don't want to put it there yet.
Right.
You're making me angry.
Pokemon, like, it's a huge tease.
Yeah. They're really teasing me with that Snivy picture at home. It's like, put Snivy here. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it yet. I guess I'm just going to have to look at that picture of Snivy, you know? But yeah, I really loved the way they handled the decks with it, because it has every entry and you can scroll through them. It's really cool.
Yep. That's it. Well, that's it for the topic, guys. We're going to move on now to Pokemon of the episode. We'll be right back.
Pokemon of the episode.
And we are back to Pokemon of the episode. In today's episode, we are going to feature Incineroar, the heel Pokemon.
It excels at violent, no-holds-barred battles. The temperature of the flames that issue from its navel exceed 3,600 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oof.
And that was its sword entry, because it what has a sword entry dex now. Bam.
Did they do that with all the new ones?
I think they did, with the 35 that got patched in. Because if they're in the game, they have to be in the Pokedex.
Excellent. Looking forward to that so bad, to see all the new dexes.
So tell us about this new team, Sublime. What does Incineroar have?
We chose Incineroar because it's one of the Pokemon that got added with home. So, you know, that's exciting to use new Pokemon in a meta that you couldn't previously use. And I'm excited about it just because it's going to set off all the VGC players in a month. All the VGC players. Also, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, we decided to find a team. We pulled it off Smogon real quick that has Incineroar on it. In OU, because you can do that now, and that's exciting. So we're gonna start with the star, which is Incineroar. It's rocking a careful nature and the heavy duty boots, which is great because this thing has Intimidate, and you don't want it to be taking damage from rocks and such and hazards every time you switch it in for that Intimidate, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So we're rocking full bulk investment, 252 HP, 252 special defense, and then we put 4 in attack. It's got Fake Out to scout. It's always good to scout, you know. Darkest Lariat for Ghosts. Parting Shot. Now, this is a cool move. Parting Shot's gonna drop the stats of the Pokemon if they switch in. It puts them in a less dangerous position and lets you comfortably switch in what you want. And of course, it wouldn't be Incineroar if we weren't running Flare Bits for the damage. So that's a really cool Pokemon to, I think, include on a team. It's really cool because it'll hopefully check stuff like Dragapult and Ferrothorn, which are very prominent. And then
I love that it has Parting Shot. I love that move so much.
Y'all had enough troubles with Incineroar before. We added Parting Shot to its move pool. Oh, there's going to be so much salt in VGC in a month. I cannot wait.
I think Incineroar flames are fueled by salt. He's doing fine real there.
His motto is probably bros mad, you know? We're going to add Quagsire to it. Now it's got, like, they're both pretty defensive Pokemon the way we're running them. This is great because it can also wall Dracovish. They chose Quagsire over Seismitoad for this because it gets recovery. By the way, this team came from a dude named K9D1YOAN on Smogon. So there you go.
To join in, he also used Sylveon, which is the defensive wall for this team.
Special defense.
Special defense for this team. Now it does have leftovers for that extra XP. The ability is Pixelate. We want to make sure that we transform all of those attacks into some awesome fairy typing. And we're going to go full HP with 252 in HP and 252 in speed with a little 4 measly EVs on special attack.
That's special defense, by the way.
Special defense, sorry. We got Calm Nature with an IV 0 attack. I don't know how you're going to do that.
You breed for it. You have a it's something you breed for.
Okay. And then you it's attack, Hyper Voice, Toxic, Wish, and Protect. Obviously designed to live as best as it can, and then provide support to your auto teams with Wish Protect. Just annoys the heck out of your opponent. But he is accompanied by one of my favorite starters of all time, I have to say, Cinderace. Also with Heavy Boots, which I have to say, doesn't this have an item clause issue?
No, item clause isn't a thing in OU.
Isn't a thing anywhere? Okay, there we go.
It's a thing in like the VGC, but it's not a thing.
Oh, that is. Okay, period. I'm still learning, guys. I'm still learning. Remember, you got three TCG hosts hosting a video game podcast. Bear with us.
I'm a Renaissance Pokemon man.
Except Sublime. Sublime is a Renaissance man. That's true. He dabbles in everything. So Cinderace, Heavy Boots with ability Blaze, because unfortunately we do not have, the hitting abilities yet. We're waiting desperately for that. It EVs, you're gonna invest in 252 in attack, 252 in speed, and the special defense of 4, with a Jolly Nature to give it that extra oomph and that speed to be able to top those speed tiers. We got one of my favorite moves added to this game, Court Change. Super cool. Allows you to switch your, what's the word I'm looking for? Hazards, your field hazards onto your opponent. You got Sucker Punch for that, if your opponent's going into attacking, you're able to hit in priority. You got Pyro Ball for that mega fire damage that you're gonna hit. And this one's special. This one is not carrying the normal high jump kick, but instead carrying Gunk Shot because he wants to make sure he covers his bases with, it usually is things like Togekiss and Sylveon and Clefable
fairies,
because there are...
You run Gunk Shot for fairies.
Yeah, for fairies. They usually just completely can wall you, and this is your way to knock them down.
This team doesn't have a steel type, so fairies are what's up. The Gunk Shot's what's up for getting rid of them.
Yeah. Moving on to the next one. Basket, take it away.
All right, so we've got Indeedee with Life Orb, Psychic Surge for its ability, 252 Special Attack, 4 special defense, 252 speed, timid nature, aromatherapy, hyper voice, energy ball, and psychic. This is the terrain setter for the team, and it's supposed to get in, switch out, and just pave the way for Hawlucha to just go.
Speaking of that,
Hawlucha, psychic seed, ability unburden. Anybody that plays VGC or singles knows exactly what that means.
Or if you play Gen 7, it was everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We've got 252 attack, 4 special defense, 252 speed, adamant nature, acrobats, sword dance, thunder punch, and drain punch.
And that's your sweeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes in and just completely...
Yeah, you only get one shot, though, with that psychic seed, so time it right.
Yes.
And before we finish, you guys, I did not get to share the Quagsire set, so I want to do that really quick.
Oh, yes, please go ahead.
No worries, it's all good. It's relaxed with leftovers, and it's got the water absorb ability, which is the reason it can wall Dracovish kind of effectively. And we're going full defense investment, 252 HP, 252 defense, and 4 special attack. We got recover for that recovery. Haze, because we said, you are not sending up on me today, and then Earthquake and Scald for stabbing. Burn Fishing, there you go.
It's always fun to see that hazards are still a big deal in
they're a very
Generation big, 8. In so, it's always exciting to have those, the hazards. I've never been able to create a team around those, even though they've always interest me. So I need to get myself into that, creating a hazards team. Well, that's it for Pokemon of the episode, Incineroar. I hope you guys enjoy this. And, we're going to move on now to the final stage, which is the mailbag. We'll be right back.
It's mail time. It's time for the mailbag. Send in your emails.
And we are back with the mailbag, brought to you as always by Green Taurus, the energy drink that gives you hooves. Sublime, take it away.
Sure. So our first mailbag is coming from Trainer Sleeves. Hello, Puckle Podcast. It's your girl, Trainer Sleeves. I'm back again with another email. I was very intrigued by the title of this episode, referring to last week's, and thought it would be fun to get my take on it. So do I think Pokemon is a living game now? I would say yes, and in my opinion, I am more than fine with that. I really like the raid rotations and especially the announcement of DLC. I find it very cool and fun to discuss the new raids with friends and their news, and then proceed to team up with them to take down those raid bosses. I like to imagine that the raid dens are a big underground network, and that raid events are scientists like meteorologists, but for wild area dens.
I love
Tell us, the trainers, what Pokemon will be in the dens, and for how long. this style of cycling Pokemon in raids is, as established in the previous episode, very much like Pokemon Go. And honestly, I think this is a change for the better. I feel more involved as part of the Pokemon world this way. And although when I finish games, I tend to stick around a bit longer anyways, this makes it so that I, along with others, stick around for a long time. That's the end of my email. I would also really like to thank you for reading my email the last time I wrote. It made me feel very happy. And I also want to thank you for making Obstagoon Pokemon of the episode, that same episode, because it is one of my favorite Pokemon. Aww. Anyways, this is getting too long. Thanks for reading. Catch you guys on the flip-flop Trainer Sleeves.
There we go. Thank you so much, Trainer Sleeve,
for
that. I'm going to move on to the next one. Take it away, Basket.
Hello, everyone. First time emailing in, and I'm relatively new to your podcast. Really like it.
Welcome.
I wanted to ask about what players should do to make their teams competitive, especially post-story. Within some of your episodes, especially talking about the Pokemon of the Week, you have used terms like tank and attacker and coverage, and I was hoping you could do a quick explanation of what a good competitive team should be made of, especially in terms of roles.
I'll try. I got this. All right, but honestly, there's not enough time to go into all of that, so my advice, honestly, is you're going to have to maybe do some research and figuring out what it is you like to do.
Yeah, or listen to the Battlecast.
Yeah, listen to Battlecast for sure. Definitely, you're going to want to get some resources to figure it out. To summarize the three terms you just described real quickly, a sweeper is what you use to, like, take out a bunch of Pokemon after it sets up.
It's a fast, high attacker, so...
High speed, high attack, usually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were the other ones you described?
Tank.
Tank is obviously intended to take hits. Bulky. It's usually intended to take a specific type of hit. It's very rare that you'll see something tank everything. It's usually going to be physical or special. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other? Did you look at
this? The last one is coverage, which is basic. You're making sure you're covering your typing.
Okay, this is like the easiest thing, right? Yeah. So every Pokemon has
that
a type.
That one I
obviously
can answer. Yay!
No, you go ahead. You get into it. Yeah.
No. Sorry, that's not what I meant. I meant that I knew that one. Continue
oh, okay.
On.
Right. So Pokemon obviously have types that affect their type matchups, but you don't want to just beat the types that your typing beats a lot of the time. So a good example with the team of the episode we just did would be the Cinderace that runs Gunkshot. Gunkshot is coverage for that team against fairy types, because fairy types are a fantastic type. Most teams run one, and you need a solution to get rid of the fairy types, right? Their team did not have a steel type Pokemon that would be super effective, right? And didn't have a poison Pokemon either, I don't think. So you wanted some type of move to deal with fairy types. They chose to run Gunkshot on their Cinderace to do that, which provided coverage against fairy types.
There you go. The more you know. Continue on, Basket.
All right. I am a novice player and a bachelor and want to get better. And you all have sounded like some sincere experts, and I would love to hear what you have to say.
Not the people in this show.
Well, you know what? My advice would be to come down to our Discord, and there's mm-hmm. lots of people that can give you all sorts of advice in real time, and they're all very friendly. We're all always loving to talk to people there. So that'd be my biggest piece of advice, is jump in our Discord, and we'll hook you up.
Imagine how good our community is that, I guess mm-hmm. The running joke in this episode is that my knowledge in the video game is a little bit, you know, for lack of a better term, not that much. But Puckle makes it such a great, fantastic community that what I don't know, they help me out. Whatever I need, they help me out. Whoever you need, there's always someone in Puckle that will completely assist you to get into your goal. And if you don't know how to get there, there's always going to be someone that is either willing to help you out or grab your hand and say, let's go, let's do this together and show you how to do it. So do not feel at all of you guys that are just lurking and not only listening, don't worry. Do never feel that you don't know enough about Pokemon or that you're too new to join Puckle. The other way around, it's the way you're going to accelerate to being the best that you can be. So there's my little pep talk on that.
Also know what format you want to play, because that changes everything.
That is true.
Are you playing VGC or Smogon, or like what you do? That's going to matter more than anything.
We should let Basket finish the email.
Well, it's funny because we just brought this up, but he says, P.S., like you all have asked in your episodes, I've been trying to join your Discord. However, every time I've attempted to press the link when you post a new episode, it says that the invite has expired. I know Thatch said he was tired of people asking, but I don't know what to do anymore. Thank you, Logan.
Thatch already actually responded to Logan and got him a fresh new link. We are going to work on that, guys, so we are going to make sure that we have those link up for this time around. So I apologize for that. And that is the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoy our time here today. I hope you guys also, we managed to give you a good episode. I am bowing as the Japanese do when when I feel like I've done my best, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys like what you see and listen here, remember that this is a huge community. Come join us to our Discord like we already described. The link to it is going to be on the description of this episode. At the same time, we have other shows. The group that we have here, usually you will find us at the TCG Cast every month, every first Thursday of the month, and we talk all things TCG, and we sound a lot more competent there that we do in the VGC, but we do love the VGC anyway. Also, don't forget about the Battlecast and other shows as well. Now, if you guys also want to be a little bit more in the community, you can always become a Patreon. As discussed in the news, we have prizes, we have events, we have tournaments, all the things for our Patreon members, special episodes. You will find it by becoming a Patreon. Like, you can either do $5 or $10, and each tier comes with its own perks and features. So please go ahead and take advantage of that while you can. Follow us on all our social medias. We do have an active Twitter, which actually whoever's in charge of that Twitter does a fantastic job. Kudos to them. So follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And anything else you want to plug in, Basket?
I'm just really happy to have been on this episode, and I'm going to see you peeps next time.
Yeah, what about you, Sublime?
I was legit so excited to do this episode with you guys. Love you both. Can't wait to see you in person real soon in September for sure.
Oh, for sure. That's definite. And with that, it's closing time, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And, oh, wait, before we go, thanks for listening. And have a great day.
We here at Puckle would like to thank all of our patrons who make this show possible, and as well as just give us a bunch of awesome stuff to work with and improve the show. I put out a video earlier this week thanking all of you for your continued support. Some changes to the tiers that are coming. You should see those changes reflected on patreon.com/pucklepodcast later this week. But I do thank all of you for supporting the show in as much as you have and as much as you could. It's just amazing to me, and I really appreciate it. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and read all of your names as I do every week, because I'm blown away. And I want to thank all of you for making this possible. And I'd like to reiterate, as always, none of us make money from this show. It all goes back into the show, making it bigger and better. And it's very exciting because we can do a lot with your support. So once again, thank you. And without further ado, thank you to Greg, Viger, Dooley, Cordia, Snickle, Rob, JT Rex, Big Chunk, the fluffiest ones that got Sean, Michael, Paul, Dexio, Christian, Miguel, Apollo, Corey, Rotted Mushroom, Titan Killer, Lane, Piccolo, Ryan, John, Wade, Marcus, Kinkovic, and Harmonia, Alolan Dirks, Tank, Sheldon, Michael, CR, Perkins, Bodtech, Swampertata, Gon, Corfish, and Amanda, Chris, Andrew, Alex, Kenneth, Michael, Jordy, Ellen, Jacob, Bear, Nicholas, Holden, Justin, Launchpad, McQuack, Craig, Joey, Matthew, Sheon, John, Jonathan, Merlander, Caleb, Joshua, Zane, P. McGee, Robert, the Golden Klefki, DGZ, the British Gent, Brian DeWolf, Dylan, Trevor, TJ, Keegan, Peach, Doc Knox, Dennis, Farmer Fox, Echo, Edub, Jonathan, Disco, Calypso, Kelvin, Taylor, Mike, Colt, a Legionary, Maxi, Shambles, Justin, Crocodiles and Crocs, Michael, Tim, Equals Dylan, Andrew, Old Man Tup, Jesse, David, Super Chad, Chan, Chandman, Lord Corbinick, Harvey, Lotto, Jordan, Raymond, Brock, Ed, Louise, Kevin, Nico, Hayden, Voltaire, Calvin, Justin, Luke, Matthew, Neleb, South, Brandon, Locke, iStarly TV, Zach, Kenneth, Prime Rib, Elfeats, Jeremy, Gigantamax Metapod, Sammy, Graham, Greg, Alec, Christopher, Yegler, Mikey, Christopher, Kevin, Chris, Darkflame, Halfful Review, Sparky, Coop, Jordan, Shira, Zardy, Smacky the Frog, Ironcaster, Orange Avenger, William, Steve, Anime Gravy, Hazelnut, Sarah, Dylan, Joseph, Traby, Cordell, Julie, and Alex. Thank you to all of you. That is a lot of names now. I appreciate it. I will catch you guys all on the flip-flop. And again, you're awesome. Thank you for your support.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.